Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include the start of a new chapter for a city academy and transport bosses being asked to improve bus services. But first, the full extent of the winter NHS crisis is revealed.
The full extent of the winter NHS crisis has been revealed as figures showed Norfolk hospitals hit safe occupancy levels just three times. Between November the 20th and March the 4th, hospitals had to report how they were performing to the NHS every day, with data published weekly to keep an eye on the impact on winter. The reports revealed how thousands of patients waited more than an hour to be transferred from an ambulance to hospital, and the extent to which hospitals were full. On average, wards at Goulston's James Paget University Hospital were 99.1% full this winter, followed by the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, which was 98% full, while a Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital had an average of 95%. This was well above the recommended safe limit of 85%, and between them, the three hospitals only dropped below that level on 3 days.
More people are using electric car charging points at Norwich Railway Station than ever before, new figures show. Train operator Greater Anglia said usage at its stations across the region had increased by nearly 70% over the past 2 years. Studies show that electric cars produce around 40% less emissions than petrol or diesel cars. Other benefits include cheaper running costs, cleaner air, and quieter engines.
The Norwich City Fan Award has been renamed in honour of a beloved superfan who died earlier this year. Michelle Dack had been to 908 consecutive Norwich matches when she died after a battle with cancer in January. The 52-year-old from Norwich was well known in the club community, and her death prompted an outpouring of tributes. Now the club has announced it will rename its Fan of the Season Award in her honour, with it being known as the Michelle Dack Fan of the Season Award from next season.
Hundreds of new dockless yellow bikes have hit the streets of Norwich today, as cycle hire company Offo has expanded its Norwich fleet to 1,000. The new bikes will add to the 350 which have been parked around the city since the scheme was launched last October. The three-speed bikes are designed for easy access and can be parked anywhere it is legal in the city. The launch in Norwich got off to a rocky start when three of the cycles were vandalised and thrown in the River Wensum within 10 days of coming to the city. But the company has said it is leading the way on responsible operation of dockless bike sharing, working closely with Norwich to ensure the scheme provides valuable and reliable service for the public. The company also employs marshals on the living wage to manage its fleet.
Transport bosses need to get into the fast lane in delivering more efficient cross-city bus services. This is the message from the city's Green Group, which says the promise of bus rapid transit, BRT, on six key routes by 2026, made in 2011, is not being delivered quickly enough. However, Transport for Norwich has argued the past decade has seen significant improvements already made. In 2011, six key cross-city routes were set out in the Broadland, Norwich and South Norfolk Joint Core Strategy to receive £50 million of improvements by 2026. These routes link the city centre to Dereham Road, Newmarket Road, Yarmouth Road, Salhouse Road, Cromer Road and Drayton Road. Denise Carlo, Green Councillor for the Nelson Ward, claims just such limited sections of infrastructure have been built along the Dereham Road and Newmarket Road routes. She said, at the current rate of progress, it will take decades to complete a public transport network fit for the 21st century.
The new High Sheriff of Norfolk has been sworn in at a ceremony held at King's Lynn's historic town hall. Charles Watt will take up the traditional role from his predecessor, James Bagg. The 67-year-old, who lives in Stoke Holy Cross, said the focus of his year in the honorary role will be to promote the police and judicial services and organisations. Mr. Watt, who owned a series of private businesses with headquarters in Norfolk, said, "I'm going to concentrate my energy on promoting the good and unsung work that is carried out by police, the courts, the probation service, prisons, and all the volunteer agencies that work with them." Mr. Watt is the deputy chairman of the St. Edmunds Society, a Norwich-based charity providing education and a possible future for 14 to 24-year-olds who have been excluded from public education.
Norwich-based insurance giant Aviva has backed down on plans to cancel £450 million of preference shares after criticism from the financial industry. The company, which employs more than 5,000 people at its Surrey Street offices in Norwich, had proposed to scrap the shares to make savings of £38 million a year in interest. Unlike ordinary shares, preference shares provide no voting rights, but often come with a high rate of interest and are popular with savers and pensioners. Earlier this month, Aviva said it would cancel the shares at par value as part of a plan to return £500 million to shareholders. In an era of low interest rates, cancelling the shares may seem a prudent move for the company. However, investment groups reacted with anger when it was announced. The company said it had spoken to a large number of investors and received strong feedback and criticism. In a statement, the company said, as a result, Aviva have listened. Aviva announces that it has decided to take no action to cancel its preference shares.
A former principal in West Norfolk has been appointed as the new lead at a Norwich academy. In September, John Platten announced that he would be retiring from Open Academy at the end of 2017, having led the school for 7 years. Since then, acting principal Betsy Fowler has been in post at the school, which is run by the Diocese of Norwich Educational and Academies Trust, DNEAT. But the Trust has now confirmed that John Ford will take over the permanent role later this year. A spokesperson for DNEAT said, "We are pleased to announce the appointment of John Ford to the post of principal at Open Academy. John will take up the post at the beginning of the autumn term and brings a wealth of experience and passion." That's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Reed Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.